Numbers by Chris Taylor.
Monday, 3:41 p.m.
DMZ Radio. Getting you through the day in the zone.
Imagination.
2,365.
Shadow.
4,663.
Sorrow.
2,951.
King.
18,339. That's a big one.
Biggest one today. Virtue.
3,600.
Dagger.
5,808.
Jew.
Sorry, Jew as in wet, or Jew as in your payment is due, or Jew as in Judas.
Jew as in the Jewish religion.
Right. Jew. 5,522.
Empty.
2,181.
Patience.
Sorry, Judas wasn't a Jew, was he? He was a Christian. Betrayed Jesus.
He was a Jew.
No, he was in the Bible, one of the disciples.
The disciples were all Jews.
Oh, so Jesus was the only one who was a Christian then?
He was a Jew as well. There weren't any Christians until later.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Patience.
2,270.
Beast.
6,478.
Reason. Reason.
Hang on, it's stuck again.
Are you on the right tab?
Yeah, it's just slow. Here it is. 3,798. Sorry, 3,789.
3,789?
Yes, 3,789.
Okay, disease.
2,631.
Hope.
4,884.
Tuesday, 11:47 a.m.
Grace.
5,710.
Merchant.
4,534.
Remember.
3,130.
Uh-oh, trouble.
Trouble? Not on this tab, I don't think.
No, Jenny's on her way over.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. We're getting through it. Still on track.
I know. You've been doing great, and I wanted to cascade some positive feedback to you. Jean-Paul really appreciates your progress reports, Liam. It's definitely helped give the senior team confidence that the project's still green.
Well, we're doing what we said we'd do.
The thing is, guys, Rami has been speaking with... Sorry, can you turn that radio off? Thank you. Rami has been speaking with the clients and they've moved the goalposts on us. There's another group releasing their analysis early. So now we need your complete set by close of play Friday. What do you think?
I think that's highly unlikely with the current resources, with only me and Wendy. You're talking about the two of us doing 6 days' work in 4 days. 3.5 now.
I understand. But we are where we are. If we can pull this out of the bag, then it'll be a major win. What do you think? Is there any way?
Is there any way we could have more resources?
Oh, not this late in the day, Liam. There's no time to onboard someone now.
Okay, remember that workshop where Jean-Paul said we needed to fight against silo mentality? Be more flexible in the definition of our duties?
Of course.
Great. So how about you and Ramya or Jean-Paul chip in? I could go through the procedure with you this afternoon. All hands to the pump? You know, to get this project over the line and get the major win?
I see where you're going, but JP's in Berlin this week. It really wouldn't be appropriate for Ramya to do analysis since her upgrade. And you really, really wouldn't want me slowing you down. Trust me.
Looks like you're stuck then, Jenny. Since the freeze on overtime. Still, can't win them all, can you?
Overtime? Good thinking, Liam. I can liaise with Jean-Paul and get special approval for your overtime. Just fill out your timesheet and I'll smooth it with human capital management this afternoon.
Sorry, I can't just agree to that. I don't know if it's convenient for my team.
I could do overtime with you. Let's get the major win for the team.
Right on, Wendy. Great. I'll let the senior team know that you're pulling out all the stops for us. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate this. Good luck.
Right on, Wendy.
We can do it, you and me. 84 tabs by Friday. Piece of cake.
Melancholy.
3,093.
Shame.
2,873.
Dog.
8,608.
Wednesday, 7:31 p.m.
DMZ Radio. In the zone.
Fortune.
8,486.
Magic.
2,858.
Garden.
3,366.
Heaven.
12,055. Looks like a winner for Wednesday.
Rest.
2,421.
Time.
2,576. I agree. Rest time. Pizzas.
2.
Slices.
6.
Olives.
0. Call.
On it.
Wednesday, 8:20 p.m.
Yum.
I concur.
I could eat pizza all day and twice on Sundays. Heavenly. Speaking of which, I had the Jehovah's Witnesses around the other day.
Oh dear, you invited them in, didn't you?
Yeah, you know me. I'll chat with anyone. They really got me thinking.
Please tell me they didn't persuade you.
No, they're a bunch of loons. They reckon that exactly 144,000 people will get to go to heaven when the end comes. Imagine how pissed off you'd be if you were the 144,000 and first most holy person in the world and you just missed out. You'd be like, damn it. Maybe I can just tempt Bob to sin a little bit so he drops below me. Hey, Bobby. Well done, you just scraped in. See that Felicity? She was in the top 100. And she makes it look so easy, doesn't she? What's that, Bob? Jealous? Oh dear, you just dropped down a place. Looks like I have to go instead. Never mind.
Nice. Poor old Bob never saw you coming.
Yeah. Still, makes you think, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But not for long.
You can't really rule any of them out. Religions, I mean.
Right. Or you could rule all of them out.
That's a bit risky though, isn't it? Even if there's a small chance it's real, you want to go to heaven, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? I hear that heaven is pretty sweet.
I think we should get back to work.
Right.
Evil.
5,949.
Faith.
6,092.
Empty.
2,181.
Truth.
6,732.
Thursday, 4:14 p.m.
Question.
2,663.
Double.
3,365.
Here.
Here as in, I can't hear you, or here as in, we're here together. Forever.
Nothing is forever.
Or as in, here, here.
Here, here is the same here as I can't hear you. This one is here, as in, we're here together.
Forever. 4,082.
Oh, look. Here, as in, here, here.
H-E-A-R. He-R. Is that right? You know when you look at a word for so long that they start to look unnatural?
Keep it together, Wendy. We're so close to the end.
So close.
Here.
4,841.
Trouble again.
What? Oh, Jenny.
Hi. How's it going? You guys are such troopers. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Apart from actually helping? No, thanks. We're on the home stretch now. The final furlong. The grandstand is in sight and we're pulling for the shore.
You know, I think the best thing I could do is to keep out of your way.
Kill.
4,664.
Villain.
6,494.
Murder.
Why do you hate Jenny so much?
I don't hate Jenny. It's what she represents.
Americans?
No. She belongs to the swelling, superfluous, self-perpetuating ranks of middle management. A swarming army of employees whose only function is to get me to work harder. Project managers, release managers, delivery managers, business relationship managers. They're smart people. They must know how little value they add. If there were fewer people like them and more doers like us, this business would be a heck of a lot more productive. I don't know how they can summon up the drive to get out of bed in the morning.
Well, they're on a higher grade than us. I'd get out of bed for that money. Didn't you apply to be a project manager?
Once again, you've held up a mirror to my hypocrisy. What would I do without you to remind me that I'm no better than those whom I deplore?
6,878.
Right. Murder. 6,878. Thanks.
3,761.
No, I mean, thanks, Wendy. You're the main reason I get out of bed in the morning. To come to work, I mean. You improve things.
Right on, Liam. Come on. Thanks. 3,761.
3,761, okay. Joy.
3,908.
Bond.
4,097.
Friend.
7,749.
Friday, 2:21 p.m.
Done.
4,150.
Farewell.
5,371.
Freedom.
2,213.
End.
4,329. Is that it? Did we do it? Woohoo!
Not yet. There's one more word, and it's the biggest of all. I save the best word until last. The one word which really makes it all worthwhile in the end.
Pizza?
No.
I think I know what it is.
Trouble.
What? Oh.
Guys, I came as soon as I heard. You can stop now.
I know. We did it. We got the major win for the team.
No, I mean we've pulled the project. The other group released their analysis this morning, and the clients have withdrawn the funding. Jean-Paul is not happy. They promised Ramya that they would pick up your results today, but those couple of hours was worth more to them than goodwill with us. I know you guys worked hard on this one. JP really appreciates the job you did. Still, at least you don't have to carry on this afternoon, right?
Right.
We don't have to carry on.
Thanks for letting us know, Jenny.
Thanks, guys. I knew you'd be relieved. I'm scooting off this afternoon, but I'm on email if you need me. See you next week.
Exploited.
Two.
Disappointed.
Two.
Fools.
Two.
Pizzas?
Two.
In Numbers, the part of Liam was played by Kester Lovelace, Wendy, Molly Keane, Jenny, Meg McNaughton, narrator, Keith Crawford.